Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. Frasier Show. Could you subscribe and review on Apple Podcasts? Love you for that. Every time that you subscribe, it helps my podcast, and you guys have been amazing in supporting me, whether it's on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/thesarahfrasershow, or if it's frequenting our sponsors. The way, too, that you can help grow this show is by subscribing to it on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. You just go there, you search Sarah Fraser Show, boop, hit subscribe, and leave me a review. I would love that. The Sarah Fraser Show has been downloaded more than 5 million times, and why don't we go for 10 million? I mean, you know what? We're all ambitious people that listen to this show. I would absolutely appreciate it. Go to Apple Podcasts today, hit subscribe, and leave me a review. On today's episode, Girl Why Podcast is, I'm obsessed with the name, Girl Why. I like saying that. Can you tell? Anyway, Vanessa and Terry are two coworkers who worked together for years, and they're also Bravo and reality obsessed. Aren't we all? I mean, and especially now through the pandemic. Is there a reality show I don't love? Oh, God. Is there a documentary I haven't seen? No. And on tomorrow's show, I have so many deep dives into documentaries and Lil Nas X's bloody filled Nike shoes. So you have to tune into that. Vanessa and Terry started Girl Why Podcast about a year ago, and they're growing and climbing the charts with their quick and funny and witty Bravo takes, with their deep dives, and so much more. So today on the show, we talk all things Bravo, what's happening with Real Housewives of New York, new scandal and drama with Tinsley Mortimer. And then we also talk, they are now obsessed with Welcome to Plathville and Married at First Sight on TLC. I dropped a nugget last week. I have heard and have confirmation from, well, checking online, really, that they're filming season 3, which I really feel is absolutely happening. I feel like when I talked to Ethan and Olivia, which is up on my YouTube, it was pretty obvious the way that they left the show. They'll be doing a season 3, which will most likely be dropping November 2021. So the women give their hot take on that. And also, they're obsessed with true crime. If you love true crime, you know my mixed bag about true crime. But the women are, and including, it's like their whole thing, like one of them is actually living out a crazy true crime kind of divorce situation. So we'll get into all that. All right, here's our Girl Why Podcast. All right, we're here with my girls. I enjoyed being on this podcast so much. Girl Why. I kind of, every time I say it, I have to put like some spin on it. Girl Why Podcast. Why?
Yes,
Cheryl,
with
why?
Attitude, girl. Girl, why?
Girl, why?
They were literally just saying that this morning in Clubhouse. It's like, girl, why?
Are you guys on Clubhouse? What do you think?
It's growing on me.
Thanks to you.
Oh, did I? Yes, that's right. I invited you. You guys, I have no memory because now I have a child. Like, I'm growing this kid. It's taken my brains. I can't fucking remember anything. I brought a napkin over here because I just was eating ketchup and french fries. And I forgot the napkin. I had to lick my fingers off before you guys came on because I didn't have time to go get a napkin.
This is real life, girl.
And if you could see me, I'm sweating so much.
Oh, you poor thing. You look fabulous. You look amazing. Considering you're about ready to go, like, and pop, you look amazing.
Well, I have no mind. And if I have huge pit stains when this is done, you know, sorry. So I got
you. Can tell you're having a boy, though. You look beautiful. The girl will take all that beauty.
People say that to me. See, I do not get offended when people, I want people to ask me questions that they don't. That they're afraid to ask. Like, because I feel that way about other people. Like, I hate the bullshit. You know, let's like cut through all the bullshit and ask what we really want to ask, you know, in a polite way. And if I offended you, I'm sorry. I like real. I fucking hate now that everybody has to dance around and all the correct language. I don't have time. I hardly have a brain, let alone coming up with the PC comments, you know?
I hardly have a brain.
It's like, so I just like to put it out there. And people say that to me all the time. They're like, yeah, you're having a boy because your face is not messed up.
Yeah, your face is flawless. Like, you don't even have a pimple, girl.
Wow.
It looks like you got your makeup professionally done just for us.
Yeah, like you got airbrushed done this morning just for Girl Why.
Oh, my God. Okay. Girl Why, everybody needs to download this podcast. I like this show. I like these two women. Vanessa and Terry are here. You guys had me on your show last Thursday, and it was I had so much fun. And I got to tell you, not all podcasts that I go on, the hosts, some suck. You guys actually know what you're doing. You really do.
Well, thank you.
You have good personality.
We fake it till you make it is our motto.
Yeah. Well, you have good chemistry together, and we'll get into why you have good chemistry. But first, now you got me on Clubhouse. So that's right. Terry, I know I sent you a Clubhouse invite. And then Vanessa, were you already on?
Yeah, we had to do it for like something else. I was already on, but I hadn't like really like done anything. And then you, right after we recorded that same day or maybe the next day, I don't remember, you had like it was the next day because it was my Kardashian premiere. So I couldn't be there the whole way through. But you had like a whole thing and it was really great. And I've actually really liked it, but I'm kind of a nerd, as Terry would say, because I like talk radio and stuff. That's why I like podcasts. So it's growing on me a little bit, and I'm making a lot of connections. I feel like I've met a lot of cool people.
I know it is. I like it. And then I also think, will Clubhouse exist post pandemic? Because it works because now we're all home. We're on it all the time. But the minute that we can go outside, although you guys are in Florida, you can go outside all the time. I'm like, is Clubhouse still going to exist?
We were talking about that yesterday with David Yontif, and
David thinks
He thinks no. I can't decide.
David and I have this conversation too. Shout out to David Yontif and Behind the Velvet Rope.
We love you.
He's so funny, too. He's
my favorite.
Hilarious. He kills me every day. But that's a whole nother story.
But I have to pick and choose the rooms that I go into on Clubhouse, because I actually went in one last night and it was a debate about having kids or not having kids. And one of the people
I saw you were in there. I didn't go in.
Oh my God, Vanessa, you would have needed a major drink. One of the women came up on stage and she said she wasn't sure she could have a kid because she wasn't able to ask the fetus if it wanted to be born. I said,
Oh my gosh.
I have to get the fuck out.
That's when you leave.
I think I would delete the whole fucking app.
I'm going to go off and lose my entire career. I mean, I am going, yes, for real. She went on for like 3 minutes. They gave
Look at my face. I'm like,
yep.
Like, I really asked that.
A general question and concern is, should we be bringing children into this world if you don't have the ability to ask them if they want to be born?
Oh my God.
It's amazing how the universe could substantiate and keep going with people of such brilliance.
Am I the only one?
I'm surprised it just die there.
When I go into these
I would have just told her, you should not have kids. You particularly should not have. That's what I would have told that woman.
I was ready. I was raising
When you're asking questions like that, I can't. You can't be raising the future leaders of the world. Okay?
Please don't.
I was raising my hand, but, you know, they preface everything as, everything's open here, no judgment zone. I thought, Okay, where's the room where we can make a judgment zone? Because this
is I'm fucking judging.
And it's like, how can you fake it? You're like, no.
Yeah, that was a legit 3-minute discussion. And then people at the end were like, thank you so much, Tiffany. Like, that was really thought provoking. I'm like,
oh.
Honestly, sometimes I feel like in this country, we do not have enough problems. Like, we really don't. Like, it's so, like, we don't. I just think when you go into rooms like that, you're like, wow, okay, do we really have any problems? Because we're inventing them now.
Seriously.
My mind is blown. I can't.
Anyway, that's
like, and I thought we were in a controversial group because I texted her and I was like, wow, was he like throwing shade? Because this guy was like, you know what, how people say I'm done speaking?
Yes.
So I guess he got like cut off like mid sentence. So he's like, as I was saying, and then like says what he was saying. And then he's like, I'm done speaking now.
I've been in so many. I was like, yes. And they always, you have to end it with, I'm Sarah and I'm done speaking. Like that's,
it's serious.
It was shady though. It was shady. So I had to ask her, like, was that shade or is it just me?
No.
Yeah, it was shade.
I've been in rooms like that, too. I was in a room where, like, these two women were getting really heated over the comedian Chris D'Elia. I don't know if you guys follow. Remember Chris D'Elia was, like, DMing underage girls. He's now being sued. He's not. I don't. Okay. This is, like, a whole other, because I'm really into comedy. Whole other room. These two women were arguing about if he should ever perform at comedy clubs again, if he's never actually charged. Anyway, one woman got done and then she berated. I was actually one of the moderators. She berated all of us moderators for not sticking up for her enough against the woman that was arguing. I was like, what?
Oh my gosh.
Clubhouses, people are.
No, these people are ridiculous.
Were we supposed
to cut? I would be like, I'm pregnant. I'm growing a life. I don't like I'm pregnant.
I'm doing enough.
I drop that now all the time. It's the greatest excuse ever. It's the greatest. Like, it gets me out of everything.
I'm saw when you dropped it on the last one. She's like, pregnant, gotta go.
I gotta turn on my phone.
Thanks, Sarah. Thanks.
Actually, David, I'm leaving the room to you. I was like, oh, I gotta go too. Bye.
That's right. You guys were in the. I was like, okay, I'm not here an hour and a half.
2 hours bye, have gone by. All y'all showed up late. I was on time. Just saying.
I gotta go lay down. Bye.
I love it.
Oh my God. Okay, look, you guys have a fantastic podcast, the Girl Why podcast. Great name. What? How old is the show? When did you start?
It'll be 1 year old on April 20th, I believe, is our 1 year anniversary. So it's still pretty new. It's very new still.
And you, of course, like all of us, you love Bravo. You love reality TV. What else do you two talk about on your show?
We like to dive into specific topics sometimes, like relationships. I'm married, she's single, so we'll talk about her dating world, her Tinder and Hinge fails, pretty much anything, like anything that's, you know, that we find interesting, shopping, you know, just anything with the pandemic.
Of ridiculous shit that happens, like, day by day. Like, I have this conspiracy. Because I'm pissed off, okay? I'm pissed off at Home Depot because I think they exploit old people so that they don't have to help people out to their carts when you have, like, concrete or sod. Like, I had a cart full of shit, and I didn't bring gloves, okay? And they send an 85-year-old man with no gloves and shaky arthritis hands to help me to my car. I was like, never mind, I got it. I got it.
What? Oh, my God, that is true. That is completely, like, they just send out the old people to the point you get, like, you're like, all right, I'll just do it myself.
Watch all these able-bodied young men and women just walk right past. And I don't blame them. I'd do the same fucking thing if I worked at Home Depot. But, like, don't send out old Uncle Ed. Arthritis. Fuck.
And by the way, Home Depot, I hear, actually is good to work for. Like, they give you full benefits. They pay, and I actually think they pay pretty well, like over $15 an hour. So the fact that they're like trying to stick you with this old guy, I actually think, Google this. Like, Home Depot is actually supposed to be good to work for.
Like Costco's another good one. Costco.
Yeah, Costco like treats their people really well too, I've heard.
They even pay $1 extra on Sunday.
Thank you, Costco. Now, Terry, what's it been like dating during the pandemic?
Well, if I could actually like hold a conversation, I hate small talk. I'm a horrible dater. Like, to the point where people will be like, wow, good talk. And I'm like, oh shit, that was like a month ago. Fuck. Sorry, I was watching TV, I guess. I don't know. So I can't, I'm horrible.
And you guys are based out of Florida. You're in Florida. It must, a dating in Florida, I mean, must be epic. Ugh. Like, the people that you must come across. I mean, you can't even make it up.
Everyone's a killer in my eyes.
Are they, like, do a lot of people on Tinder in Florida look like killers? Like, do they look like 48 Hours? They're starring?
In Terry's world, everybody's the killer. Everybody. She watches, she's like, you know, crime queen over here. We talked about it on ours a little bit. Like, we all, and I love Crime Junkie and all that, and I love crime shows and everything. But Terry literally thinks everybody that drives by her house is the possible killer. So, be careful. Oh,
no, I grew up watching Dateline. That shit's like engraved in my brain. Like, 48 Hours, Dateline, like, everybody's a killer. I don't know. Be extra safe.
I guess, yeah, and it doesn't bring you comfort because almost 95% of the time, the killer is either, like, the husband, the boyfriend, or someone they dated. Yeah, so it is kind of hard. Or it's a family member, usually, you know? See, that brings me comfort. Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, you know, my chance of being murdered are low now. I don't think my husband will kill me, but you know what I mean? I guess he might want to.
Hopefully not. But then again, when you watch Snapped and these couples have been married for like 27 years and all of a sudden they kill them.
Well,
I look at my husband sometimes and I'm like, listen, honey, I'll kill you first.
Or murder for hire. That's a good one too.
Oh, yeah.
You see these in-laws putting hits out. Fucking crazy.
I know. And actually Scott Peterson did murder his pregnant wife. So I guess it is possible. That was.
Oh, yeah.
Terry, what's your favorite true crime? Like, what's your favorite true crime story ever of all time?
My life, basically.
My ex. Terry's got her own stuff. Trust
Did your ex try to kill you?
Basically.
I have a restraining order on him and his mother.
What? Okay, so you almost lived through a murder for hire plot? Did the mom try to, like, take a hit out?
Well, okay. So this is so juicy. Like, calls me. The cop calls me and he's like, hey, I just wanted to make sure that you're going to go to the court hearing tomorrow to get the restraining order in place. And I was like, well, I really wasn't going to go. Like, I'm going to make sure it's in place on my ex, but like, do I really have to get it on his mom? He's like, you need to go. I was like, why? He's like, we pulled her over yesterday when she was, cause she has no license. And she had two empty suitcases in her car and 12 gallons of bleach, girl. I was like, yeah, I'll be there in the morning.
Mm-hmm. How fucking long ago was this? A quick pause for one of our sponsors, Horizon Fibroids. I love Dr. Will. He's a good friend. And also, if you have fibroids, which so many of my girlfriends do, you need to know your options. Have you ever heard of uterine fibroid embolization? Of course you haven't. You want to know why? Because it is this best kept secret, a 20 plus year non-surgical procedure that can end up curing and resolving your fibroids. Of course, that's not for everyone. You have to check with Dr. Will at horizonfibroids.com. But the uterine fibroid embolization is low downtime surgery, and your OBGYN may not even know about it because regular OBs do not perform this type of surgery. If you have ever battled fibroids in the past or you think you might have one, you definitely owe it to yourself to go see Dr. Will at Horizon Fibroids. They accept almost all insurance, and the best part is you can go to his website, horizonfibroids.com, click on consultation, you fill out all your info, and then his office staff will actually work with you to make sure that you're covered by insurance before you come in. Make your appointment today. Go to horizonfibroids.com.
Like this 5 minutes ago, it feels like. But it's, what, a year now?
It's been a year.
Even longer.
And you're back after.
Okay, yeah, like a
no
That's
wonder.
That's why I don't respond.
I was going to say, no wonder you're not dating.
I know.
Okay, that must have been
But
terrifying.
It's like the nightmare that keeps on giving. It never really truly goes away. Like,
it
when
never
you're dealing
dies.
With these kind of crazies, like, they're always lurking. I'll give her that. Like, they're always lurking. Just when you think things get calm, you're like, what the fuck? Where did you come from?
So even with the restraining order, has the ex left you alone and the mom, or he'll still pop up?
It took a very long time. I knock on wood. I have not. Yeah. Well, I got
like
a letter
5 minutes ago.
Yeah. I got a letter from her lawyer. She's trying to appeal the restraining order that's already up and ended. Like,
okay,
and I got like something saying like I missed a court hearing or whatever. I was like, I am not doing this. Anyway, it never dies.
Do you guys talk a lot about this on your show? You should do a spinoff show on true crime. I mean, that's like your storyline. Not that it's a good one, but I mean, it's your story.
We have talked
always
about her
lurking.
Oh,
yeah,
and she's
we have
always
talked
waiting.
About it.
Yeah, she's a disbarred lawyer, so like, you know.
Okay.
Oh, it's a mess, Sarah. A mess.
Okay.
Mess.
So they're kind of those people that are like, I get it. We can't talk too much about it because they're like smart enough. Like, it's not like they're like stupid, Yeah, like you just like met a barfly and he's like a mess and so is his mom. It's like they're smart enough that you need to be worried. Okay, we're moving on.
That's why I say allegedly.
Allegedly.
Or, yeah.
Good
might idea. Have happened. I don't know.
Allegedly.
Just like someone allegedly tried to create a fake Girl Why podcast. I mean, a mess, Sarah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, they're too scary. Terry, what about you? Yeah. You're married. How long have you been married?
No, me, Vanessa. I'm married.
Vanessa,
I have been married. It's okay. I have been married. It'll be 4 years this September.
Okay.
We have been together a total of 10 years.
10 years total. All right. What's the biggest fight that you guys have in your marriage?
You know, currently, I think we're finally like coasting a little bit. So currently we haven't really had any big fights. I mean, minus like dumb little shit. Like I hate the shows he watches. He likes cars. He's a car guy. So it's like car stuff. But honestly, like we have reached a point, and I don't know if it's going to last forever, because trust me, we used to have our blowout fights like back in the day, but we're finally just like coasting. And I've gotten to the point where I'm just like, whatever.
It's because she whoops that ass.
And I also contributed to my meds.
Hell no.
Isn't it funny with marriages? I wish people knew that. It's almost like the first 4 or 5 years are the worst. It's really when I say to Schman all the time, I miss our drunk fights, like when we used to drink and then like we'd fight like about absolutely nothing. I mean, we'd fight about his friend's car being stolen. Like, you know, and I would be like, your friend deserved it. And he'd be like, how can you say that? And we'd just like go, like, how are we fighting over this? Like I said to him the other day, don't you miss our random drunk like day fights? And he's like, no, I actually don't. I'm like, oh, okay, well.
Yeah, no, see, I was gonna say, I don't miss them. I love where we're at now, where it's like, literally, we're just coasting, and I'm just hoping to keep riding this wave for however long, because it's really freaking nice.
It takes a while.
It's great for the friends, too, because he caters. Like, literally, he, get us a vodka soda. He's right there with a little bed nap under it. He's DJing, songs are playing in the back. I'm like, yes, why would I ever go out when I could just sit here with you guys?
Oh, you sound like you have a man like mine too. I mean, he's such a good guy. He does so much for me.
He is. He's
like,
a really good guy.
Oh, you're so lucky. I agree. I the small fights, I don't miss them. But I feel like people need to know that. It does take a long time in a relationship to like almost get over that. And then you get to that peaceful place.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, we've been together 10 years. And like I said, I'm not saying that it has all been, you know, this coast. This is probably, I would say, in the last 2 years, we've been coasting, you know, really nicely. But prior to that, oh, we've had our fair share.
No,
trust me.
Schman and I are the same way. We've been together 8 years. And I feel like the past 2 or 3 have been the best. And like before that, we would break up. We'd get back together. Like I'd have sex with other people. I mean, it was just like, it was truly a soap opera. So it's like so nice now that we have all the, yeah, it's been the best in the past like 2 or 3 years. And we just like, yeah, you just get along. It's really easy now.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
Yeah, it's a good place to be. It's a good place to be if you're in a long-term relationship, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Good to hear, though. It takes a decade. People need to really fucking get that. It's a decade.
Yeah, you got to put that work in, y'all. You got to put
you're
that work
there.
In. Ain't shit free in life.
Almost no. There. So, ladies, you actually had worked together, right, in a corporate setting before you started Girl Why podcast?
Yes.
It was great.
Okay, what type of job? Like, what? You don't have to say the name of the company, but what, like, what field?
We would never say the name. We would never give them any clout because we hated it, but... it was automotive sales. We worked in the marketing department together. So we would travel together. We would do convention shows together. She worked on a different team as me, but we pretty much did the same shit and still somehow always managed to kind of work together.
Yeah, like there was like a tiny wall, but I could like hear her breathe. We sat very close.
So you guys kind of hit it off from the start. And then did you both leave that job or did either one of you still work there?
No, neither one of us are there anymore. We both left. I left before her. She left a few months after me. We started the podcast while we were both still there, though. And then I was like, okay, done with this chapter of my life, moving on. Plus, the pandemic had hit. And then she kind of did the same thing. And she's like, done with this chapter. We've kind of just decided we were going to take the rest of the year off and really just like go full steam ahead in the podcast. And that's pretty much what we've done.
Oh my God. And so that's how you guys already have like built in chemistry. You all haven't had to have like that kind
6 years of working together.
Yeah. So you don't have the weird transition a lot of people have when they decide to have a co-host partner and learning, you know, you already had a rapport.
Our weird transition was, I think, the first time we went to Vegas together on a work trip.
Oh, and my God. I knew
with
you
her
were
tits
say
and
this.
Her vagina out. And it was like, okay, I guess we're going to be friends now. I've seen it all, Terry. Thanks. This is a great trip.
Wow, Terry. No, was that on the strip? I mean, no pun intended, you know, because, but I
no,
guess.
No, I You just 22 years old, and I got naked, and I was eating this burger, and I felt like I was eating this burger for hours, and ended up just
passing out.
You took
one bite.
I felt like I was just eating and eating and eating, and I just fell asleep and was, butt ass naked.
I woke up to, like, lettuce and ketchup and tits, and, like, I was like, what the fuck is this, and what is wrong with this girl?
And people in Vegas don't care, right? Was this, like, in a hotel room, or were you out in public? Because, like, it wouldn't matter.
This is a hotel room, but this is a work trip. Our first work trip together.
But this is why it's fucked up, because all the guys got their own room, but they would make the women share. So best believe Vanessa, like, pitched a fit about seeing my ketchup covered titties. So we never had to share again.
I said, no more. I need privacy.
I'm a grown woman.
I don't blame you. Oh, my God.
Yeah, girl. Real bad. So, and then after that,
you got to take a stand for what's right.
You really do. And you guys asked me this when I was on your show. How you were like, hey, you guys, because I know I said it, like, I burn through co-hosts like cigarettes. How do you guys like being co-hosts? Because it is a whole different dynamic when you step into kind of like a business, like, together.
For me, I think it works, and we can answer separately. For me, it works. One, I know Terry's how Terry works. It's really easy. When Terry is focused, she's going to fucking kill it. When Terry is not in the mood, I just don't bother with her. And I say, let me know when you're back in the mood kind of thing. So I know what I'm dealing with her, and vice versa. She knows that about me. I'm a Gemini all day long. So I have my moods where I'm like, not in the freaking mood. Go jump off a cliff kind of things. So I think we've learned to just kind of deal with each other. But at the same sense, there are things that she is really good at. Like, I think I even said it last week, like, when it comes to like the merch and certain things, I know I can give that to her and I have nothing to worry about, and vice versa. Like, she knows she can give me things. So I just think that we both kind of just balance each other, is my opinion. Like, I could not do it without her.
I hate editing.
10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment, plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com and tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavored. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable, with thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life.
I'm not going to do it. I don't like to listen to the sound of my own fucking voice. So I'll do website all day. She doesn't like to do that. So it kind of works.
Yeah, I just think we balance each other really well, is my opinion. Like, I could not do it without her. I give kudos to someone like you. We talk about it all the time. I don't know how you guys do it.
A lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Yeah, I always tell
people. I know you have a team and you have help, thank goodness. But, like, it's a lot of work between social media and, you know, recording and editing and getting guests and keeping your calendar. I mean, it's a lot of work. I don't think people, I know why I didn't realize when we said, oh, let's do a podcast. Like, I didn't think any way far, like, as far as we are now, like, how much work it was going to be.
People message me all the time and they're like, I'm starting a podcast. Like, can you send me, like, your equipment list and all this stuff? And I'm like, I'm happy to do that. But before I do that, do you realize how much? I just want you to know, this is, it's a tremendous amount of work. You are not going to make any money to start. It is a complete grind. Like, do you want to do this? Because I'm not sending you all this stuff for you to never launch, because it's like,
it's true. Or like how she always says, like, you can tell the people that, like, when they get started, they're like pumped and they follow you and they're like, you know, follow my podcast, blah, blah. And then she always says, oh, I can tell their dreams died because, like, they, you don't see anything else. Like, they're gone. Because I think they realize, like, honey, this is, it is harder than a full-time job. Like, I work on this stuff morning, noon, and night. Like, even last night, I forgot to make a teaser for the episode for this, where I'm like making a teaser really quick. It doesn't stop. Like, it does not stop.
It never stops. Obviously, you all love pop culture like I do. So I want your opinions on some stories that are trending. This past week, we saw the trailer for season 13 of Real Housewives of New York. It'll be out May 4th. But the big drama was that Bethany Frankel showed off her $1 million engagement ring. Do you think Bethany did that to basically upstage the trailer?
I do. I think in their line of work, you have to make calculated moves to stay relevant. And that's what I think she did, in my opinion. What do you think, Terry?
She's good at it. But, like, I mentioned this yesterday. Like, she had a boyfriend that, like, passed away of an overdose. And I just feel like nobody talks about it. And it was in 2018. It wasn't that long ago. Like, it's like it never happened at all. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. You're right. Dennis. Wasn't his name Dennis?
I believe so.
I believe so. Terry's obsessed with this.
Well, no, I'm not. Like, I just remember, like, it was, like, a huge thing. And, like, nobody ever talked about it again. I'm like, okay, well, I didn't even realize she was still married, because now she's just now divorced and she's engaged already again. It's a lot.
I just don't know how she could do it where it took almost 9 years to get a divorce and you're going to be engaged already. Like, I can't. No way.
Yeah. Damn. Like,
yeah. Dennis Shields' death. You know what? You're right. It's like we completely 2018. Forgot about that. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if you guys know, but at one point when Bethany was on Housewives, how many times prior has she been engaged? Like, even way before Jason.
We talked about that a little bit yesterday. A like, lot.
Yeah.
Or she, I don't know about the engagement so much, but she's had a lot of boyfriends. We know that much.
The woman is addicted to
she responds to people on Tinder, I guess. Like, I can't even, like, get past, hey, how are you? And I'm like, 2 months later, I don't know.
You're right. You would think it would have been traumatic, but she just hops right back in the saddle. Doesn't matter what happens to her. You would think even an 8-year divorce with Jason Hoppy would give you serious pause for men, and she's right back in the saddle.
That's a part that actually baffles me more than her putting it out with the trailer. Like, I can get past that. I don't understand how she just literally just got divorced. It took that long. And you're ready to do it all over again. Just like that. Oh, no, girl. Bye.
That was so true. Like, yeah, no, keep going. Were you going to say something?
Don't people like to be alone? Like, don't people value their alone time and being at peace? I don't know, take a bath, like, take a shower.
Terry and I
are
only children, so we are really good at being alone. Like, we say, we were built for this pandemic. Like, we don't need all this. Like, so maybe we just don't get it because, like, me and Terry love being alone.
I crank my car just to make sure it still drives because that's how long it sits in the fucking driveway. Like, I'm good. I have nowhere to be.
We all know the heartbreak of breaking up and getting back together and the dating scene, right? You think with her, like, you've been through so many heartaches. Like, wouldn't you want to, like, really do some soul searching on yourself before you just jump
back in? Take a breath.
Crazy.
She might have, like, a shell for her heart at this point. Like,
I agree.
She's numb.
She is numb.
And there are people that are serial daters. They can't be alone. They have to have somebody. So she could very well just be that type where she can't stand not having a boyfriend.
Talk to me about Tinsley Mortimer and Scott. Scott put out a statement this week basically talking about his relationship, which you guys, I actually don't have the statement. I haven't read it. What is his side? Okay, quick break for one of our sponsors, Inside the Vault. Love these guys. If you and your company are thinking, hey, all right, it's time now to reassess in the pandemic what direction we're heading in. And I'm talking like if you have an e-commerce business, a nonprofit, maybe you work for a big business, you're thinking, God, we got to work on our social media. We got to work on how we can be attracting more customers online. Well, at Vault Lab, that's where you can find them on Instagram, or you can go to their website, which is even better because it gives a lot more details. Go to insidethevault.com. You want to subscribe to their mailing list because they always are giving tips on how you can grow your business, or you can hire them for a personal consultation. The team over at Vault Lab, whose digital marketing and social media work involved more than 100 celebs in 2020 and whose campaigns have involved Starbucks, the United Nations, Prince William's Foundation, Leo DiCaprio, and more. They even received a shout out from my girl, Oprah. Were you silent or silenced? Well, they're now launching this new company, which is already established, Inside the Vault, to help small businesses build back better than ever in 2021. You want to take advantage of their great rates and their knowledge. They've got an amazing team. Visit them today, insidethevault.com. Tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you.
So here, I do have it because we actually talked about it yesterday on with David. So from what I've gathered, obviously, for those that don't know, she was on Real Housewives of New York for 4 seasons. And she, as we all know, she left New York to go move to Chicago to be with the guy, Scott, who is not that attractive, as we talked about earlier.
Don't get me started. Scott to me is like, he looks
a little grimy.
Oh, my God. I mean, honestly, he looks greasy. Like a dirty load of laundry. He does. And he just is like. You know what I mean? He's like a
dirty dish rag.
Oh, God. Like,
so his initial statement was, initially, he gave a statement to People where he said, after 14 months of engagement, Tinsley and I have ended our relationship and we have been living independently for the last few months. This was an incredibly difficult decision, but it is one that I believe is best for both of us. I will always care about Tinsley and I sincerely wish her happiness and success in all that she does in the future. So that was his first statement. And then I think where things have kind of taken a turn is Tinsley has come out and said and spoken, saying that she was completely blindsided by this breakup and is just like beside herself and just totally wrecked over it. So he came back out and he said, oh, let's see, bear with me. What did he say? He goes, it is disappointing that during this emotional time for both of us, Tinsley is mischaracterizing the circumstances of our breakup, which happened months ago. He said he wishes nothing for the best for Tinsley and is seeking to recover emotionally and move on. So he's saying that she shouldn't be as wrecked as she's claiming to be. This happened forever ago and move on. She's claiming to be completely, you know,
distraught.
heart, exactly, destroyed, heartbroken, all the above. I don't know. Either way, I do feel bad for the girl. The girl picked up, left her show, moved to Chicago, did rounds of IVF treatment to try to have a baby with you at 40 plus years old, and then you're just going to dump her. You suck, Scott.
I know. Honest to God, it is. Yeah, I'm so over him anyway. I never thought they were a good couple. I thought she was way above him. And I can't even imagine being with him. To me, he's the next Tom Girardi. He's such a scam artist. Like, who the fuck is getting his coupons? Like, I'm sorry. I just don't get me started.
I think she can do better. I just feel bad for like everything she's had to go through, like, and you know, the whole public side of it. That part sucks.
100%.
Yeah, now, it's like embarrassing, especially after like, because she kind of fucked over her castmates and it was like a big deal because she just kind of dipped.
Yeah.
So she's never going to be welcome back now. And that was like her gig. So she fucked it over for a man that was a piece of shit.
I know. And they all told her that on the way out. And she was like, fuck all of you. I love Scott. We were all like, girl, anybody.
David said yesterday, he's like, I don't know. Dorinda's clapping her hands, though. I was like, I know that's right.
Now, okay, when I was on your show last week, I ended up turning you guys on to Welcome to Plathville and Married at First Sight. Give me your reactions. Now, you guys had never watched the show Welcome to Plathville, 2 seasons. Married at First Sight, I got on board late, too. They're on their 12th. So
I've watched Married at First Sight since the very beginning. I had kind of fallen off a little bit because it kind of got, you know, after like, I think Chicago was like my last favorite season. But I was very familiar with Married at First Sight. Plathville, girl, what?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I binged.
We caught up all the way.
It's like watching Aliens. I try to communicate. And like, at first I'm like, you know what? I kind of want like a man that just knows nothing. He doesn't know shit about fuck. And then I was like, actually, no, I changed my mind. I would literally beat his ass. Like the scene where they're in the kitchen and she's trying to work and he's like completely useless and he doesn't know how to pour like, I don't know, pancake mix into a pan. And then he's like, oh, sorry, I don't know. I was like, no, I beat his ass.
I know.
So I think the mom, I can't stand her. I think she's a bitch. Like what she's done to this whole family and these kids, I'm sorry. And come at me if you want to, but I do not agree with it. I understand that kids need structure and certain things, but like these kids, like when they come back, and it's actually kind of sad, they have no high school diploma. They're starting from scratch. I mean, you really screwed these kids over. Okay. And in my opinion, that's not right as a parent, and that shouldn't be allowed. Like, I'm sorry. That's your job to make sure that they get properly fed, properly educated, blah, 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 whatever. I can deal with like the diets and the no, but I mean, it's not my thing. Like, I think a kid should try at least one Coke, maybe at what, soda? Maybe when their 13th birthday comes around. I don't know. I'm not saying put it in the baby's bottle, but like, it's just like, it's a little bit much for me. And like, what I really can't stand about it, the part that really just boils my blood is, they went out and partied and lived their best life is what it sounds like when they were young and doing their best life. And now all of a sudden it's like they walk on water. And you know what I mean? And I can't stand people like that because you're just fake.
Yeah, I tell everybody, the realest reality show to me right now on television is Welcome to Plathville. I feel like it is completely their fucking crazy lives. Like, I don't think the producers have to do any, I mean, I'm sure they do some staging of some stuff, but I think overall, you're talking to Kim and Barry who, they're complete contradictory people, almost like narcissistic or sociopaths. And almost two people together that like heighten the narcissism. It's like they feed each other. So it is my favorite show. I'm
just glad to see that Mariah and Micah get out, and thank God that they were able to. And then obviously Ethan and Olivia are getting as far away as they can, it seems like. And I don't blame her or him or them. And I kind of hope the same for the other kids in the sense of kids need to explore to a degree too. I understand keeping, you know, your kids safe and things like that. But like I said, what I personally think it's a disservice what they've done to their children.
Yeah. Oh my God. 100%. And then they're oddly, Kim and Barry are oddly obsessed with Micah and Mariah's like modeling career. I mean, Kim is oddly stalking them yet.
Yeah.
Never.
And she's like, my daughter's going to be a singer and blah, blah, blah. And it, I can't stand her. And I don't know why she's not in someone's prison for killing the baby. And I will be if I don't care if anybody else.
Oh my God, I know, right? I was shocked.
Okay. Wait. She accidentally ran over the child, though. You can't be in jail for that.
I know, no, but I'm just saying.
It makes no. It bothers me though. She talks about it with no emotion. And well, that's what bothers me.
But that's what that's where I feel like they are perfect, like, narcissists for television. Because anybody who would talk about that would completely be, like, so emotional.
Break down.
Her kids cry more about it than she does. Like, the siblings cry literal tears more than she does. She's so, like, flat about it. It's just, like...
I had to rewind it. I was like, wait, did I miss something? Like, what the fuck? Like, she ran over her baby and she's literally like, yes, it was a horrible accident. And
I know.
The worst. They are but I am going to keep watching them because I'm hooked, girl. You got, yeah, we like binged in like 2 days, I think it was.
Season 3 filming now.
I could think about my dog dying and shed more tears than that is all I'm saying. Like, it's kind of disturbing.
You guys are like, I love it. You guys are like heartless. You're like, she should be in jail for that shit.
It's just because I don't like her. I don't like her.
Ladies, I enjoyed being on your show so much. And I think your podcast is great. I think you guys have a great dynamic together. How often and when do you release podcast episodes?
We currently release every Wednesday and Thursdays. Wednesdays, we do a spill and sip with David Yontef from Behind the Velvet Rope. So that's literally, if you're into any tea pop culture, that is your show every Wednesday. And then on Thursdays, we release our episodes where it's either just Terry and I or guests like Sarah and fun stuff like that. So twice a week, and it airs at midnight every night. So as soon as midnight hits, it's there for you.
Oh my God. Love it. You guys, personally, where can people follow you on social media? Your social handles, where do you want people to find you?
Girl Why Podcast for Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Girl Why Podcast. That's where we're at.
Okay, I love it. I'll see you on Clubhouse. Definitely join the kids or not to have children.
Oh, God. I'm a little scared for that one, but we'll see.
We're at the point in our society where the fetus needs to give consent. That's where we're at, you know?
Is there a group, though, for Married at First Sight where I can just, like, talk shit to Chris?
I actually had heard that Chris popped into a Married at First Sight group on there. I think there's a woman... Okay, I'm gonna be.
You know, there's no baby, right? You heard that part, right?
Well, wait. So the miscarriage is a lie,
I'm not gonna say that, but there is going to be no baby, which is what I thought from the very beginning of when the pregnancy was announced. That's just my personal opinion. Yes. I just had to throw that out there.
No, they came out. Chris came out and posted the hospital bracelet, said that she'd had a miscarriage at 10 weeks. There's no baby. Yeah. I've actually heard Chris has popped into Married at First Sight rooms on Clubhouse.
Brave. That's brave.
Ballsy.
He's another narcissist. I don't think he cares. Do you? I don't think.
Absolutely not.
He toys with everyone's emotions. I don't think he gives a fuck. I think he's like, and I think he genuinely wants to know what people are saying about him, like good or bad.
Yep.
Anyway. Well, I didn't like him from the jump, honestly, because I cannot stand people that mumble. It bothers me. And he literally looks directly into the carpet and he's like, mm-hmm. Like, I have to put on fucking closed caption to hear what he's fucking saying. It's insane. Speak up.
No, like, well, I don't think he dares to. I mean, he doesn't have anything good to say because he's just correct. Like from woman to woman. So I don't think he dares speak. So if he mumbles, it's like.
He went to Bible study with no Bible. He didn't even have a scripture.
My favorite is that people always say he's the only preacher who made no money. Like, I mean, and it is kind of funny because now there's actually I don't know if you guys saw this. There's an Instagram dedicated to just preachers, like $5,000 shoes and all their luxury items.
I'm dead.
Yeah,
I'm dead.
No, it is. And I'm like, and these preachers make, I mean, they're people you've never even heard of. They're
I know about the preacher world and what, I know. Like, not myself personally. I'm not, I preach Girl Why, that's it. But, yes. Send me that link I want to check that out. Send me the link on that.
I have got to, wait, hold on. I want to, let me find it because I need to, because everybody listening now is going to want to know, like, what it is.
Yeah, we need that.
It's called Preachers and Sneakers. And Preachers and Sneakers. And it is just, no, it is
found
an Instagram.
It.
Yeah, the Lord works in mysterious colorways. And it's basically all about, do I have the right one? I think this is just all about showing all these preachers who buy ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, like this one in Givenchy. I love it. Oh, I'm going to be resharing this.
Okay, hold on.
Damn. My pastor didn't wear that at church.
Yeah, preachers and sneakers. Does. Yes.
I think he shopped at Kohl's.
Yeah.
Maybe Walmart.
Over 100,000 followers already. And it shows Seattle pastor, who I've never heard of, Judah Smith's $3,600 Gucci jacket. Dallas pastor T.D. Jakes, who of course we all know, with his $1,250 Louboutin fanny pack. I mean, can you believe, who the fuck gives these? I'm like so done giving my.
I'm not surprised. Like I said, we can do another show on that one time if you guys want to do it later on. But yeah, it does not surprise me. I know personally people who are pastors and things like
Joel.
That. And
Joel Osteen. So what's, yes.
I love, my husband hates him. And I actually enjoy Joel's podcast so much. Like I love the motivational talk, but my husband makes fun of him all the time about how, you know, when the Houston floods came, he locked all the doors. Yeah. He wasn't letting anyone in. Yeah.
Me and my husband were just talking about that.
And he gives me cult vibes.
He lives in a
very culty.
Yeah. He and a huge mansion, $1 million, the guy has done nothing but profit off of Jesus. Yes.
Yes. Lovely. And then they pass around the plate and then they want my dollars. I have no dollars to give.
Now they do text. You can tithe with the church by texting just at your house.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Special.
All right, Girl Why Podcast. Love you, ladies. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
Bye. Love you. This was so much fun. Talk to you soon.